The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me.
Amen.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
Amen.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Husband is in the hospital right now at the VA with heart trouble and they need a bypass, so if you could keep him in prayer. His name is Mevlin. I'm sure you guys, they would appreciate it. Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Matthew, chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Let's start reading at verse 25. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever